Tokyo Olympic Games are over. In the closing ceremony yesterday, Thomas Bach, the president of the IOC, referred to it as, quote, this most challenging Olympic journey. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman from Tokyo.
The face masks winners wore on the medal stands forced us to guess their emotions. Happy was a pretty good bet. The mostly empty stands forced us to imagine the roars. This was never an ordinary Olympics, although in one major way, it was.
In terms of the competitions and the athletes, frankly, this is just like any other Olympics.
In Tokyo, historian David Walachinsky was at his 19th Olympics.
Competition's been great. The athletes are completely focused. If it weren't for the empty stadiums, you wouldn't know the difference.
What's been notable in action like this, broadcast on NBC, is after the intensity, a very real sense of camaraderie. High fives, fist bumps, hugs shared by competitors. It was frequent and seemed sincere, beyond the common displays of sportsmanship. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said last week, these expressions grew out of the uncertainty and isolation many athletes dealt with during the Olympics' one-year pandemic postponement. The athletes' togetherness, he said, gave the Tokyo Games a great soul.
They did not have the regular contacts in competitions, in World Cups or World Championships or regional championships, you name it. And were longing for being together again.
The camaraderie was fleeting, however. COVID protocols required athletes to leave Japan within 2 days of finishing their events. 29 athletes at the Games tested positive for coronavirus, a tiny percentage of the 11,000 who were here, and proof, the IOC and organizers said, that a so-called Olympic bubble worked. But the highest number of positive cases among those connected to the Games? Contractors who went in and out of the bubble, potentially adding to a surge in Tokyo that last Thursday reached a record daily high of more than 5,000. The IOC and Japanese government steadfastly maintained the Olympics had nothing to do with the surge. Dr. Kenji Shibuya disagrees. He's currently helping run a large coronavirus vaccination program north of Tokyo.
The Olympics is the world's largest sporting event and has brought in the sentiment of celebration and excitement.
And too many people have taken part in the celebration together, he says. Some bars and restaurants have been crowded with maskless customers. Shibuya says he's scared because too many people in Tokyo are behaving as usual. He believes the Japanese government hasn't helped the situation by sending inconsistent messages to Tokyo residents. Stay home and safely watch the games on TV, but celebrate them too.
People are very confused.
Japan and Tokyo didn't have to get to this point, Shibuya says. Had the government been more proactive with testing and vaccines, the games could have had spectators and a whole different feel. As the Olympics left Tokyo amidst pomp and a stripped-down closing ceremony, IOC President Bach praised athletes and organizers and exclaimed, "We did it together." One wonders whether his private reaction was relief. They made it. Athletes starred. Tokyo was left with memories, many good, but also critics say huge cost overruns, debt, and a rapidly worsening COVID problem. Less than 6 months away, the next Olympics. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Tokyo.